It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You're with the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. And on Jethro FM, we're countrying it up with a twist. And hey, man, it's the last Saturday of February. I'm getting a glimpse of spring, and all of you guys that put your grills away for the winter, man, you know, get your man card out, dust it off, because here we go. It's going to be grilling season before you know it. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
That's right. I would even say it always is.
Oh,
and if you put
yeah.
it away, I'm going to force you to wear this shirt that Jop's got on.
Yeah,
today.
You know what? There's a reason that we're on the radio.
His mom is missing a blouse. That's all I can
no,
say.
No, man. Hey, man, chicks dig this. Yeah.
Yeah, 80-year-old chicks.
Hey, it doesn't have birds on it.
Sorry. I couldn't let it wait any longer.
Yeah, I understand.
You keep that for special events like meeting with Conrad.
I'm here.
That's good.
This is a special event, man. So, you know what? Just get over it. You don't have to look at me. You just have to listen to me.
I can't
right?
stop now. It's
right,
just,
yeah. It's, I know. It's kind of like a car wreck, isn't it? You just can't look away.
That's right. There's no rules on this show, so if you hear either one of us taking a cheap shot, that's just called a point, and you put one on the board.
Right.
This is a real men's show.
And if you don't do this with your buddies, then you might be listening to the wrong show.
Sorry.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
You're probably a snowflake.
Yeah, because you better have a little bit of thick skin if you want to hang out with the Grilling Guys. We have a lot of fun. We eat a lot of good food. But don't you dare trip on a word, because
you can ask Conrad how rough it can get. Right, yeah. Yeah.
So rough we were killing squirrels one day for him.
Anyway, we're going to have a great show. We're going to talk about that smell of spring, and it's called barbecue. But we're also going to be talking with some boys our West Siders that started brewing beer, I think, in kindergarten is what they said.
Right. On their way to the Catholic school, their first day of school, they looked at each other and said, you know what, you want a beer?
Yeah.
And their parents said, no,
typical
you really can't
Catholic,
have one yet. You're a little young.
Knights of Columbus coming your way.
Right, yeah exactly.
So anyway, and this afternoon we're going to head to Fenn Valley.
Yep.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. We make a twice-a-year trip down there to grab a bunch of the latest varietals and taste test it for the next few months. And then when that's all gone, we go get more. And that's the fun we're going to have this today. Later on, Barbecue Bob and I are going to make that trip down to Fenn Valley. And if you want to jump in your car and join us, I'll buy you a glass of wine while you're down there.
He's lying.
I'm not. We'll be there about 2:30, 3 o'clock. And if you darken the door and say you heard this on the Grilling Guys, I promise you I'll buy you a glass of wine.
So all I want to say is a couple weeks ago we had the food truck show.
Right.
And I think that's when we had the Lost Art beer in here. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that was when I was in Mexico.
Yeah,
I wasn't here.
Yeah. So and we did the food truck show because of the Canadian truckers. Well, now we got American truckers heading out to D.C. Thank God.
Right.
A little late, boys.
Yep.
And, of course, we've got the sheet show going on over in the Ukraine. So all I can say is I'm not going to go off on it, but elections have consequences.
Right. They absolutely do.
And I'll leave it at that.
All right. That's probably good.
So we're going to talk about building a gas cook area, building a solid fuels cook area.
And there's
a
difference.
Planning your outdoor kitchen area. And we've talked about it before, but I don't think we've paid enough attention over the years to that. We keep talking about food, but your food is a direct result of your planning, I guess. And you're a really good planner.
Yep. You've got to I think about the meals that I'm going to make if I've got people coming over much more than if it's just Lisa and I. Right. But if it's people coming over, I'm a couple days ahead of myself trying to figure out what I want to make for everybody, but also how I want to present it, because I am a huge proponent of you eat with your eyes first, your nose second, and your mouth third. And if it doesn't look good and if it doesn't smell good, you're going to be hesitant to take a big bite of that first time. So presentation is important to me. The smell, and I was sharing with you guys earlier, I still got COVID nose. So I'm out on the smell. Over a year ago, I had COVID. Everything came back fine. It was a very mild case. Maybe I was down 36 hours. But the lingering effect of it is I still have a very faint smell. But I like to drink and I like to eat. So life is good. I don't need to really smell. I'll just muscle through it.
You could drink Bud Light then.
Right. No, I still got my taste, man. Come on. Give me a break.
You have a certain taste. Let's introduce our newfound friends, and it is Lost Art Brew House from the West Side, which is the best side. Welcome in, boys.
Thank you very much for having us, guys.
So we got started here right off the bat with a taste of your lager, California Common. How's that?
What do you think?
Well, I think it's wonderful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome, but I mean, how's the California come into it?
So do you know what the California Common style is?
No.
Then that would be why.
All right.
Right.
Do you?
No, tell us.
So it goes back to a brewery called Anchor, and they made a beer called Steam Beer.
Yes.
It's a lager that's slightly warmer fermented. So typically lagers are fermented very cool, takes a long time. But if you let that lager yeast warm up to ale-type temperatures, you get a little bit of a fruitier character, a little bit sweeter.
And what's an ale temp? Maybe 45, 50?
That's more lager temp. Ale temp would be your mid-60s type.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep. Cool.
I only brewed once, and it didn't turn out very well.
Well, you know, I guess unless you're passionate about it, like I'm sure you guys are, to me, there's certain things that I really like to do, and there's other things that I really like other people to do for me because they're a lot better at it, right? Beer is one of those things. I've dinked around with it. I love beer. I drink beer almost every day.
Well,
but I tried it a couple times. It's like, let the pros do it.
And
right?
I gotta tell you, I gotta give you credit because I brewed it once. I brewed some Scotch ale because I love Scotch ale, and turned out halfway decent. I wasn't real.
Didn't we make some
it?
One time in one of your buddies' basements?
You came over to help.
Was
yeah,
that the
or you,
same
you
time?
You showed up at a certain point.
Yeah,
I don't know if you helped or not.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure I didn't.
But anyway, after doing that, I thought, God, it's a really cool process. I think I'm going to buy some equipment, and you go, wait a minute. And you gave me that same logic. It's like, with all the brewers we know, why would you do that? And I thought, he just saved me a bunch of money.
Right. Well, and you're drinking better beer.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going
to
say.
I don't need to master it.
Right. So we got Mike Smith and Brad Lawrence, childhood friends, went to kindergarten together, grew up together, started drinking beer before they were old enough, I'm sure. And
never.
Now they're making it, right? And so tell us a little bit about your guys' history, because I think that's part of the cool part of the brewery.
We actually grew up on the West Side together. We went to St. Adelbert School, which isn't even there anymore. Known each other since kindergarten. Went to school at West Catholic together. Just been lifelong friends. And yeah, I mean, we definitely had a passion for beer for a long time, we'll say since around that 21st birthday.
According to you guys, kindergarten.
Right. Well, I'm just telling you, you don't need to lie to the grilling guys, okay?
Because we're pros.
Because I got my first car when I was 16 and opened my first beer bottle with the seatbelt buckle that same day. So
statute of limitations, no problem.
Right.
You're going to have to show me that trick.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, nice cover.
Right.
So, best friends and business partners. That's a trick.
It
ooh,
works.
Dead silence. There's a divorce coming.
Yeah, having beer around all the time helps with that friendship. So
yeah. Yeah, a lot of things get settled before they go to court. Right. Yeah. That's very good.
Well, we're best friends and business partners.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah.
We didn't grow up together, though.
No, we didn't. But since we've been doing this crazy thing, we've become fond friends and great beer lovers together. And there's a great story that I'll share. It's personal, but when we first started doing this, Bob was all about craft beer. I was a Labatt Blue Light guy. And he'd have guys like you on the show, and I'd turn up my nose and go, nah, not going to have any of that. And at the end of the day, probably less than a year later, I didn't even know, couldn't spell Labatt anymore. And I'd drink case after case.
I went over to his house. He had this beautiful bar in his basement. And a refrigerator full of beer, like a lot of Labatt Blue, Coors Light, Corona, all this stuff. And I'd bring my own next time.
Right. We'll finish that story later because it is a good one. There's a great punchline with that. But anyway, you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We're drinking more. We'll be back.
We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys. If you were listening to the last segment, let me finish up that story. I was the guy that kept all the my Labatt in my bar fridge in my basement right when Bob and I started this 12 years ago. And that's all I'd drink. And guys would come over, right? I had a lot of people over. And they'd bring a six-pack of something craft. And maybe it was a little heavy, and so they'd leave one or two in my fridge, right? Because they didn't want to take them home, whatever. And Bob would come over, and he'd have to, like, paw through all the Labatt to get to the good beer in the back, because
there's usually one or two.
Right, I just pushed it to the back. I didn't ever drink it.
You're supposed to drink through it, not paw through.
I understand, yeah.
No, but they're all Labatt lights. Yeah. You can't do that.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. So this was before the show. This was, like, when we were in a men's group together at church.
Yeah, right. Had the church guys over for drinking. Yeah, right. You Catholics aren't the only ones that do that stuff, okay? I'm just saying.
So you've converted now?
I have. To the no question. Side? You couldn't find a Labatt within miles of my house.
Yeah,
now,
so I opened up his fridge, and I'm like, oh, man. I was like looking, and I saw an Oberon. It's like, oh, I grabbed it.
Yeah, mind you, that was 15 years ago. Yeah, whatever. So, yeah, it was good. But anyway, yeah. That's not why we're here.
No.
But sorry. See, this is what the grilling guys do, though, is you get off on these little rabbit tangents
all
like
Bravo
this.
Bravo Sierra.
Right. Nothing, man. Nothing.
Love it.
Nothing to it.
So we just tried a California common. I swear I've never heard that term.
Well, that's a...
But
that's
I
a,
have had... who
Anchor
makes
Steam.
Anchor Steam a long time ago. I don't know if that's even still around.
Yep. It is, but it's tough to come by here.
Somebody bought it up, maybe?
They're still independent, but it's pretty much a California brand.
Yeah.
Yep. So guys... do you have a tap room?
We do, and luckily enough for all of your listeners, we're right across the street from Sobey Meats. And,
ding, ding, ding.
And you can water ring two bells.
No. You got to understand, Sobey Meats is across the street from you.
Oh, man. That, have you been in there, though?
Right, yeah.
They're destination point.
Been in there?
It's kind of the Mecca, right?
Not this week.
Not this week. But it's still only Saturday, and the week starts on Friday for me. Yeah. No, Sobey's been a longtime sponsor of our show. They're wonderful people. Tim co-hosted the show with me last week. So, yeah, Sobey's is a big part of the Grillin' Guys, in all seriousness. They're wonderful people. Tim and Teresa and the whole team there is crazy good. But so you guys are over there on Remembrance Drive, right? And so tell me a little bit about the tap room. What do you got going on?
So at the tap room, we don't have food, but we have rotating food trucks.
Nice.
So you're welcome to bring food in. We have 8 taps, so we're a small batch microbrewery. Every week you come in, we're likely to have 1 to 3 new beers that are pretty fresh. So our beers typically turn around anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks.
Do you keep your Scotch ale on tap?
It's on tap right now.
Is it? I know where I'm going.
It's on tap until they drink it all, and then it's not on tap anymore, right? Yeah. Because it is small batch stuff, right? You
yep.
said. Yeah, so what define a small batch? So, because I think it creates a sense of urgency.
So
I understand, but what is that?
We
like?
Have a 1-barrel brew system, uh-huh. and then our fermenters range from 1 to 5 barrels. So depending on what we're brewing, we might brew just 1 or brew 5. So in some cases, if we brew 1 barrel, it could be gone that week.
Right, exactly.
We're obsessed with the freshness aspect. If you think about it, like the analogy I always give is going to a bakery to get a fresh baked loaf of bread as
Absolutely.
Opposed to getting something from a store that's been sitting around for a few weeks there, just getting stale.
Right.
It's just never going to compare. And the beer is the same way. If you get a beer that just got packaged that day, it's just going to taste better. So we plan our production to always have fresh beer for everybody.
But you're brewing it, and then it has to ferment. For how
long?
Yeah,
it takes anywhere from 2 to 5 weeks, depending on the beer.
Right. So you might brew up 3 barrels and put them in a 5-barrel fermenter. Right?
Yeah. I mean, we've got our brew calendar planned out through the summer already. You really got to have an idea of what you're making long before it comes out.
So what about ingredients? I'm sorry, Bob. What about ingredients? Are they tough to get now, guys? Or are you having supply chain issues like every other business?
Honestly, we haven't really run into it bad yet. At our scale, it's not like, you know, Founders probably goes through the same amount of grain in a day as we do in a year. So for us, it's a little bit easier to track it down. And that's one of the good parts about being such a small place, too.
Yeah, is that you're nimble. And you got flexibility, and you got a plan. But if the plan has to change, it's not a major deal. You know, you just move things up and put. Yeah, cool, really cool.
So what's the next one we're gonna try?
The next one's gonna
I'm
be
out.
Dune Climber, which is our flagship IPA.
Oh yeah.
So it's a hazy, juicy, 7.2% single IPA.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. The first one was 5.2, the lager, and you might have 2 or 3 of those. This one might be a 1 and 1.5-er. You know, if you're,
we call it a 3, 3.5-er.
Oh, see, yeah,
you'll get there.
The math's never been my strong suit. Yeah, it's all
he's
good.
Lying again.
but anyway, so let's pop the top on that thing, and I can't taste it looking at it.
So that's a hazy.
Dude. It is. Nice. You know how you can tell
when you pour it?
It's hazy.
Yeah. Right. See, so this.
Well, we had some a couple weeks ago, but I had the food trucks in here and. I can't say that I got to look at it.
How'd you fit a food truck in here?
It was, well, Conrad had to stand outside. It was awkward.
Yeah. Okay, so what do we got here, guys? Describe it for me.
I was just going to say, what are you getting from it? But apparently that COVID nose isn't really going to
Right, no, it's not going to help me.
So it's a New England style?
Ours are hazy, but they're not New England style. We don't use a lot of oats, no high chloride water, so it's much smoother, light, refreshing, easy to drink. You can put down a few of them without feeling like you're full and, you know, can't drink anymore.
You're putting a lot of thought into your brewing. I like that.
Oh, man. There's
especially with the lager. I mean, I'm learning things here. I never really knew that lager would be easier with a meal. And that's one of the reasons I have to switch to wine a lot of times with meals is because it's like beer just seems to fill me up.
The
much.
Things he does for love. I'm telling you, man, it's crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, we love food, too. So a lot of our beers are created to specifically go with food. You know, the pairing between a good beer and a good meal, that's transcendent. Either right. of them are good on their own, but you pair them together, and that's what it's all about.
So then give our grilling audience a little advice here. You can do the lager or the Dune Chaser, whichever one. The lager is actually called Maverick, right? Am I reading that right?
Right.
Yeah. So we've got the Maverick Lager, the Dune Chaser, IPA.
Dune Climber.
Excuse me.
And Dune Climber, you're calling it an India Pale Ale.
Right.
Yeah, that's actually what IPA stands
for.
No,
but you said it's a hazy. So it's a hazy IPA instead of a hazy New England IPA.
Yeah, I mean, it really comes down to semantics and what you want to call them. At the end of the day, it's a very hoppy beer. So if you like hoppy things, you'll like this.
But, you know, there's a really famous New England IPA, and I think this is a little less bitter on the first approach on the front end.
Yeah, you're using a different hop than they do, I know. But, no, okay. So
it's really nice.
So, Conrad, how much time do we got? 1 minute? Okay.
God, that went fast.
Are we
going to talk about grills?
Not yet. can you put, what would you serve with the Dune Climber? You said you prepare it with food. You've obviously put some stuff with it.
Absolutely. So we always like to say that this is summertime in a can.
Right.
So a lot of your summer meals, it really goes well with burgers, anything off the grill, if you're doing barbecue. Those hoppy beers tend to be able to stand through some of those fattier cuts of meat. So
right.
It really does, with the bitterness and the dryness on the finish, it's a great pairing for anything off the grill and any of that summer food.
And that's a 7.2?
Yep.
You're not climbing too many dunes if you drink them.
Well, you climb the dune and then you roll down.
You have another one because you're thirsty and you're called the dune roller.
Roller.
Yeah. You just roll down. So guys, do you track the IBUs? On your beers?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, what is this dune climber? Because I don't think it's as hoppy as you're maybe.
Hey, let's talk about that in the next section because Conrad's giving you the look.
Coming up next, it's going to be different when we come back because I got a half a beer to drink. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. Have another beer, Jop. But anyway, it is Saturday morning, so I'm going to be all right. But we were during the break, we were talking a little bit about IBUs. And IBUs are International Bitter Unit. And what that does is, for the layperson like me, it lets you know how bitter a beer is going to be. So I ask, what is the IBU of this Dune Climber?
And then the other question is this dry hopped?
Yes. So there's 45 IBUs in this, which is on the lower scale for IPAs.
Right.
So there are two different ways to hop a beer. One in the boil, and that's where you get your bittering units from. And then on the back end, you can dry hop it. And that's where you get your aroma, the juiciness, and that's where all the hop aroma comes from. So this is heavily dry hopped.
That's okay. A great name for a beer. Hop aroma.
Right. I'm sure there's one
out
there.
You heard it here first.
Right. There will be. So very good. Very good, guys. Because I was explaining, and once I get above 55 IBUs, starts to bite the back of my throat a little bit.
But, you know, depending on the maltiness, a lot of really hoppy, high IBU beers are, they don't taste that hoppy just because of all the malts, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with the finish and gravity of the beer, too, the overall sweetness of the beer. The IBU is a good number to kind of get you in the ballpark, but at the end of the day, it's all about the way you perceive it. You're going to perceive a different bitterness, aroma, and flavor out of a beer slightly than I do. That's why everybody has their own favorites, and it's not a similar but not an exact experience for everyone.
Sure. Which is the beauty?
This is wonderful,
right? It is. It's really good, guys. You've got it locked down.
Dune Climber from Lost Art. We're talking to Lost Art Brewhouse. They're on Remembrance Drive in Grand Rapids, Michigan, across the street from Sobey Meats. In case you've ever heard of that place,
yeah.
You go to Sobey, and then you go across the street. So what this means is you don't take the kids to Sobey with you. You just take your best girl, and you go pick up the meat, and then you say, "Oh, I got to stop here, honey," and you go in there, and then you just kick back. And
right.
You go, you know, up and down the range and just check those taps.
I would recommend not to start to grill before you leave home because it might take a little longer when you get over to the brew house.
That's right.
Grill be a little overheated. So I got a question.
There's another story.
Right. We're drinking this out of cans, so obviously you're canning this. You've got it to go then at the tap house, right? Are you selling it retail yet or not yet?
No retail. Everything we brew, we put in cans. So we purposely want people to be able to have the experience at home, or whether they're on vacation, going to the cottage,
right,
and just be able to experience it with friends and family, and not just be, you know, stuck to having it at the brew house.
And I'll clarify that a little bit. Yes, they are retailing it. You have to go to their place to retail.
Right.
Though.
Yeah.
So
yep, exactly.
Better yet, why not go to the horse's mouth?
Right.
Pick it up. Go to Lost Art. Buy a case of beer, and matter of fact, you came in with a beautiful case here. You've got Stout, you've got Dune Climber or Dune Raider, whatever job.
Climber. Roller. Yeah. You have to.
and Maverick. But here's the deal. Dude, they've got a Scotch that is absolutely fantastic. And what's that chocolate one in the bottle that you gave me? It was a
chocolate like coffee cake.
Porter. Oh my gosh. Do you keep that around all the time?
That's another one of our kind of one-offs.
Oh, so. My goodness. If you can manage to squeeze a bottle out of these guys, I would do it because it's like a dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wow. Fighting beer. You can fight over that one.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Whatever. Whatever.
Says yeah. The man with his mom's blouse on.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I'm warm, though. I feel good.
I bet.
Yeah.
Those little frilly sleeves. Right.
Those are the guys you don't mess with in a fight, though.
Right.
You
yeah.
See a guy wearing his mom's shirt, you don't want to mess around with him.
It could
see?
Be a three musketeer. Yeah.
He knows. He knows, right?
D'Artagnan.
Yeah, yeah, you got to watch these quiet types, right? Yeah. Yeah.
That would be Conrad.
Right. But anyway, this is fun, guys. We have one more to try. We're going to save that to the next segment because I'm not finished with the dune climber.
Are we going to talk at all about all this great stuff I wrote out here?
If
how much
you want
time
to.
We got, Conrad?
Five minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes. Okay, sorry. Let's get with the show plan here.
All right.
Okay, check this out. March 26th, Jethro is having a listener's party.
Right? Third birthday, I heard, right?
It would be great if we could get the Lost Art Boys up there, too. But it is an American Legion Neil Fonger Post 179, so they probably have all their beer already on tap, but you never know. It's going to be March 26th. Conrad, do you know what time this will be?
Like 6? 7?
Yeah. So Jop and I are going to be cooking up a mess. And they've got a band coming in. How cool is
two
that?
Two of them, actually.
Got to love me some American Legion.
All yeah. Right?
I'm a member. And we're going to do some butts and brisket. We're going to throw down with...
Oh, there'll be some bitchin' beans there, too. I
guarantee
that.
There'll be some beans. But I'm thinking we might do some crack fries. And you can say crack fries at Jethro. Guess what? We don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Okay. And I just came up with this cool recipe a couple weeks ago. I think I'm going to bring some of that chili mac and cheese because that turned out like heaven.
Yeah.
And that was courtesy of Chef Andy. He gave me the chili. I used his chili, but we'll make some chili. We'll do some chili mac and cheese. And the brisket's going to be to die for. The pulled pork. Is pulled pork, okay?
Right.
I never get excited.
We'll
about
have some
pork.
Fresh baked rolls there that we get from a little bakery. Fresh is best. We was talking about that with the guys here from the brewery, and it's
put
just
that
be
in
a
your
lot
calendar,
fun.
March 26th. We want to see you there. It's limited, so I don't know, Conrad, if we know how we get our tickets in advance.
Jethro.fm on sale today.
Jethro.fm. Okay,
on
check it out.
Today. Yep.
And it's going to sell out fairly quick. So if you think you want to join us, get your tickets because the brisket alone will be worth the price of admission.
I think it's $20, right?
Yeah.
Conrad, $20 per person for admission. That includes your food and it includes the band
cover charge.
You're going to have to pay for your own drinks.
Yep.
And but anyway, I don't know if we got 3 minutes to go or the drinks are $3 a piece. What the hell did that mean?
Yeah. Conrad doesn't have a mic right now, so he's just got to do hand signals and
right.
Of course, that no, we can't say that one. So back to Lost Art. So they're high school buddies, they're grade school buddies, West Side Catholic, Grand Rapids Catholic West. How do you say that school?
West Catholic.
West Catholic.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're West Catholic.
Is that
grads.
Still there?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
Where is that?
Right on...
I'm asking them.
Okay. Richmond and Richmond and Bristol.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just went to a funeral over there recently, and I
lived paying on the attention where you went, huh?
I lived on the west side for a long time when I first moved to Grand Rapids, and it was just so cool to go back there, but one of my old neighbors passed away, and yeah. Carl Dietrich, he was a great guy, and... I loved the West Side. It was awesome to us. So,
hey, I got a question for the guys. Do you have grills of your own?
Absolutely.
Better believe it.
All right. We got a couple Better minutes, and it. We're going to cover this in the last segment when we drink this last beer. But what I want to do is I want you to tell me when we get to it here is, are you using gas? Are you using charcoal? Are you using pellets? Do you use smokers? And it could be yes, 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 and yes. To all of that, but I want to know because I think it's cool for our listeners when we have guests on to find out what you guys are using. We talk about all the stuff we use all the time, but guys that brew beer, you know, they
very often very good cooks.
Right, very often very good cooks. And they, you know, beer is like making bread, right? And so usually the brewers that we have on are pretty avid grillers. So, you know, in the next segment, let's pop that last beer, give it a try, and then I want to talk a little bit about the your grilling expertise. So think about that. I won't pin you down too
Sounds
bad.
Sounds like a threat.
Because Bob... Bob's the worst griller in the room, so you know you're gonna
That's
have to
obvious.
Worry about a damn thing.
Obvious.
It'll all be good when we get talking about it. But
yeah.
Anyway.
So what we also want to talk about is getting your backyard ready for spring, because as of like right now, I see that sunshine, which we don't get to see in West Michigan much.
Right.
And I'm getting an itch. I got my grilling shack done behind the garage, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna do another one on the back deck, which is gonna be for the gas grills. And I got right. more coming in.
Wood deck
and
wood burning
I'm
grills.
I'm getting excited.
Don't
about
generally mix.
No, right. And I've always done that, but I've always also panicked.
Right, I understand.
So,
I've been there,
so I can drink a lot more beer right. when I grill now.
Right,
and that's one art I have not lost.
I'm not sure you can do that. I'm not sure you can drink more beer than you do right now when you're grilling.
I can.
Come on, man.
Trust me.
Well, okay. It must be grew third leg. Something's going on there.
No, but it's anyway. Out on the back deck. You right. can just pee off the back
All
deck.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station. We're going to talk a little more Lost Art Brewery and what you're using on your grill. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, guys. Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys, and hey, we're having a lot of fun today. I'm not sure if we're running around circles or we're headed somewhere, but
it's a tasty show, I'll tell you
right,
that.
Right. We got our friends from Lost Art Brewhouse, Mike Smith and Brad Lawrence. These are childhood friends and brewers, and I tell you what, their time together has been spent well because their beer is really tasty.
This proves the West Side is the best side.
Right. So we
proves it.
We've had an IPA and we've had a lager, and there's something over there in what looks like a little Irish can. I'm wondering
I wonder
if
what
got
that
a
could
stout.
Be.
Yeah,
what that could
right.
Be. Well, they're Catholic, so it wouldn't be Irish.
Right.
It's probably like.
Oh, no, there's an Irish guy I know that's Catholic, Bob. Good God.
That's the joke, Job. That's the joke.
Enough. God. All right. But anyway, guys, I challenge you during the end of the last segment there. Generally, when we bring brewers in, you guys are really good cooks as well, because brewing is cooking for a can. And so Brad, I'm going to pick on you first.
Kind of makes sense.
All right.
Yeah. What do you? So you've got a grill or two, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite piece of equipment, and what's your favorite thing to cook on it?
So I have just a Weber charcoal classic grill, but my favorite
kettle.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. The
Love
kettle.
Em.
Just the classic.
Best grill
I think
ever.
This is the only thing Mike and I have ever disagreed on in our 30 years of friendship is our grills. But my favorite is the Smoky Mountain, my Weber Smoky Mountain.
Okay.
That's a smoker.
Yeah, I smoke.
It's a bullet.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a charcoal bullet. Takes a whole lot of time to cook stuff on there.
What's wrong with that?
Absolutely nothing. You throw
you
something
like
on there.
No, he said it's his favorite.
No, but he said they disagree on it.
No, I think he's a gas guy, though.
Oh.
So we've got the best of both worlds. He's much
so,
quicker.
So what do you cook on it that's your favorite?
Just ran over him.
Pork butts, absolutely.
Okay.
Love, throw it on there around midnight, go to bed, wake up, check the charcoal levels, check your temps. Right around lunchtime, you got awesome pulled pork to last
holes?
You the whole day. Oh yeah, absolutely.
That'll yep. burn through the night.
If you manage the airflow correctly, you'll
you
still have it
lump
there.
Are you burning lump or briquettes?
I usually use a blend, and then I use a few different woods in there with it as well.
Yep. All right, that's cool. Pulled pork, the quintessential barbecue meat.
I don't think I've ever cooked on a bullet, ever.
Thought you were the grilling guy.
Yeah, I know, but that's just one piece I've never had. I did a lot in on kettles. I mean, love the Weber kettle. I always say it's the best grill ever. It's the simplest. It's American-made. It never fails.
Yep.
It lasts for 20 years. It's $179 at any Ace Hardware or Garrett's Appliance.
Right. Mike, what's your grilling fancy?
I don't even know I should talk now after that. But
right, yeah, right.
I got a Weber Genesis with
nice.
Sear okay. Station.
Right.
So with three boys and the wife and having to cook, you know, a lot of food quickly, that thing works perfect.
Hey, right. Hey, you know what? No shame there. Weber Genesis is great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I mean, love it.
And that's not a cheap grill. I mean, you spent some money for that, but you're getting your money out of it.
It's definitely worth it. I mean, it's all stainless and all that. You don't have to worry about it rusting or replacing parts and things like that.
And tell me about the sear station.
You know,
is it infrared?
No, it's just another bar. So there's three regular bars or gas bars. I don't know what you call them.
Yeah. Burners.
Burners. Yep. And then there's the fourth burner that are all aligned very closely. So you can sear a steak, you know, at 550, 600 yep, per
nice.
Minute each side.
I remember seeing them years ago, but I don't have a Weber right now.
So
gotta
what is
get one.
You have three kids and a wife. What are you cooking for them? What's their favorite thing I mean, that you make?
The obvious one is burgers, sure. Lots of chicken and stuff like that. But even just throwing, you know, four sirloins on there. And
but can yeah. you do a good hot dog? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
A good hot dog? I can do a good, yeah, hot dogs, brats.
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
I did borrow Brad's bullet for Christmas for my large family gathering where I cooked a 20-pound brisket. First time I ever smoked anything.
20-pound?
And had to light the thing in a snowstorm. And anyways, it turned out great. So
did it?
You can fit a 20-pound brisket on that thing?
Yeah, there's a few different sizes. I mean, you got to
cut it,
tuck it around.
It was so large, it was coming up on the ends. And by the morning after, it was all, you know,
looked
shrink,
like a carp
down.
In a canoe.
Oh boy, I'm not touching that. But now we're trying a Rudy Irish Stout,
yeah.
And it's 5% by volume. So
St. Patty's Day is coming up here in a couple weeks.
You can
man.
Chug one,
right? Yeah. So tell us about it. What's in the stout, man?
You know, an Irish stout is a little bit. You know, you have some stouts that just taste kind of like chocolate motor oil.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of a lighter beer. It's only 5% alcohol. It's still got that nice roasty, chocolatey character, but you could put a few of them down, kind of in that same style of like a Guinness.
It tastes like a good version of Guinness.
Yeah, that's kind of what we go after.
A good
there.
Version, yeah.
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 Because Guinness in America is pretty boring. It's a little better in Ireland, but not a whole lot.
They keep the good stuff for themselves and
ship
us the rest.
Yeah, you know, they like
rest.
To yeah. say that, but I was just over there a couple years ago, and it's like, I'm from Michigan. Your beer's kind of mediocre. They didn't like that. I lost a tooth.
Sent you back to Finland is what they did. Yeah.
I want to go back to the carp thing.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. See, I'm telling you. It's all good. So we get questioned a lot of the time about what kind of grill is our favorite grill or what kind of grill should I have? And it's a really common question. People that know that we do this crazy show think we know something about this and oh there's yeah there's sometimes right but you know you've got gas which is natural gas or LP depending on where you live. Most of the times it's LP gas. We've got regular briquette charcoal, we've got hard lump charcoal, then you've got wood fired, and then we got the pellet grills, right? And there's a variety of those, and then inside each of those fuel types there's different categories of grills.
So you have a Weber Genesis.
Yep.
Did you right. plummet to natural?
No.
No.
You got it on a can?
Yeah.
Yep.
How long have you had the Genesis?
Mine's probably 6 years, 7 years old.
You can. So do you have natural gas at your house?
Yeah.
Let's pipe that baby.
Well, he likes to move around, man.
No, yeah. He doesn't. He keeps it right in the same place. Yeah. Or do you put it in the garage in the winter?
No, it's out on the deck right now.
Yeah.
I grill all year.
Yeah.
Right.
See?
Yep.
So, dude, I can help you convert that thing. It's so easy. Run a little gas pipe out there. And there's a great tip. When you're talking about planning your deck, which is what the show is supposed to be about.
That's next week.
That's next week.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. When I ran natural gas, it was actually LP back when I did it. But when I hard piped my grill, it changed my world because I never ran out. Haven't you ever been through a cook and it just, you go out there and it's like, oh, it's down to 200 degrees and I don't have a backup can.
Yep.
That sucks.
Yeah, right. It'll change the way you barbecue from there forward. Yeah.
So you don't worry.
Right. It's all good. But yeah, so there's a lot of different types. Have either of you used a pellet grill before?
No.
Good. Yep. Keep it that way.
Bob can't stand them. Bob can't stand a pellet grill. I think it's great for the beginner, and I'm not calling you guys beginners. I just wondered if you'd use them.
It's like Labatt's.
Yeah, but you set it and
have
forget
you had Labatt's?
It. Right. You set it and forget it is what it is, because there's a rheostat on there. You sold them for a while, and I have one that you used as a demo.
I gave it to you.
Right, exactly. But and it doesn't have a digital thermometer on it, but the ones now have a digital thermometer. They'll send the temperature to your phone. It's almost impossible to ruin a cook. And for the new guy that's starting, I just think it's a great tool to begin with.
I just think you're a lot more sensitive when you wear that shirt.
Well, it could be.
Yeah, I mean, I have friends that use them. We call them the amateur neighbors.
Right, but, yeah, right.
But it comes out all right. You know,
okay.
You end up with food at the end.
It's
right,
okay.
Yeah. They are the amateur neighbors. Those are the ones that I'm recommending it for. Exactly.
Yeah. It's right, amateur guys. Hour on the grilling, guys.
I'm done, guys. You guys have fun. I'm going to drink beer.
See, he is sensitive with the flowers. So, no, I get it. Pellet grills, I got into them for a while, but I think when I got, I've had a bunch of them, and I repped for those factories years ago. I think when I lined my pellet smoker with aluminum foil, like they recommend, and then I burn it off for about an hour, and I looked at that aluminum foil and saw all the ash on it, I'm like, yeah, I don't think I want that on my food. And that's when I go, yeah, check.
Guys, we're coming to the end, and I want
Thank
you to tell
God.
Everybody. No, I want you to tell everybody where you guys are located, how they can find you, what your hours are, so on.
We're at 3393 Remembrance, right across the street from Sobey Meats. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. And, yeah, we'd love to.
What kind of hours?
Hours are Tuesday through Thursday, 4 to 9.
Okay.
And then Friday, 2 to 9, and Saturday, 1 to 9.
Nice. Nice. And
so you get to tuck your kids in.
Right.
Try to. Yep.
Try.
Yeah.
So you can. So you got food trucks there on most days, and so you can bring your own or buy it there and sit down and just enjoy a couple beers and meet the guys at Brew, right?
Mike and Brad. Lost Art Brew House, thanks so much for coming
Thank
in and
guys.
Sharing
thanks.
Your beautiful art with us.
All
we
right.
found
Cheers.
It.
You've been listening to Grilling, guys. We appreciate you tuning in every week. We'll talk with you next week.
See you.